know, the size of the problem is somewhat irrelevant. It's a problem that has existed for ages. It's just that within the past 5 to 10 years, there's been a real focus and a real awakening as to the nature and extent of the problem and the kind of resources that we at the federal level, along with our state partners, have had dedicated to combating this problem.
For those of us who may be in the dark about this, where is all of this sex trafficking taking place in our state?
Well, it's one of those crimes that literally hides in plain sight. You might be in a restaurant and someone who is being sex trafficked be sitting in the next booth. You know, it would not be any outward signs that you might pick up on initially. If you were trained as someone in law enforcement, you might look to whether or not that person communicates on her own, or if there's a male person with her, if he's making all the decisions. You might look to see if there's any bruising on her. You might see, you know, what kind of hygiene issues that she has. Does she, when she gets up to go to the restroom, does she get up alone, or is she escorted by someone? These are all telltale signs of somebody who is controlling another person and is often controlling them in regards to trafficking that person.
I've read that Kansas is a hunting ground for the recruitment of human sex slaves. Can you tell us what that means?
Well, tragically, we've seen situations where, of all things, the internet is once again used for something that's not good, that the internet will have a person meet a young woman, or I really say a child, someone under the age of 18, and go on Facebook with them, and then threaten to slander them by spreading false rumors on Facebook, unless they capitulate to having sex with that person. Well, that's just the entree or the open door to be able to get in and exercise a level of control and power over that individual. While it doesn't always work, these predators are, and I use the term loosely, professionals at what they do. And they can literally go to a mall, see a group of girls, and they can discern which one of those girls are the weakest in the pack for them to prey on. Very, very animalistic.
What else should we know about sex trafficking here in Kansas and the Midwest, and perhaps what people can do about it?
Well, there's different not-for-profit organizations to become members of. There's faith-based groups that work in this regard. The thing that, aside from the obvious of someone who's been forced into this form of modern slavery, is once somebody is retrieved from that, what then? If we take somebody out of that situation, they're going to need things that most folks who have been victims of crime don't need. They're going to need immediate clothing. They're going to need housing. They're going to need food. They're all likelihood going to need medical attention, psychological attention. You know, when you think about situations like Patty Hearst, who went from being a millionaire to a so-called, you know, urban gorilla, that was because of a lot of brainwashing. And that's literally what we have a lot of times in these cases where children and young women are lured into this lifestyle. It's a real tough lifestyle, believe it or not, to break people out of.